Proverbs 6, Warnings Against Laziness and Falsehood. My child, don't put up a guarantee for someone else's debt. Don't promise to pay for what somebody else owes. You might get trapped by what you yourself say. You might be caught by your own words. My child, you might have already done this and gotten yourself under somebody else's control. If so, then here is how to get yourself released from that obligation. Go to your neighbor and humble yourself concerning this transaction. Beg him to set you free from your guarantee. Don't go to sleep. Don't even rest your eyes. Free yourself like a deer running from a hunter. Set yourself free from a trapper like a bird escaping. Go, look at the ants, you lazy person. Watch what they do, and be wise. Ants have no commander over them. They have no leader or ruler. Yet they store up their food during the summer. They gather their supplies at harvest time. How long will you lie there, you lazy one? When will you ever get up from sleeping? You sleep a little, you take a nap, you fold your hands to rest. That's how your poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. You will have nothing left, as if you had been mugged. Some people are evil and just plain no good. They go around telling lies. They wink their eyes and signal with their feet. They make signs with their fingers. They make evil plans in their perverted hearts. They are always stirring up trouble. So disaster will strike them in an instant. Suddenly they will be shattered beyond a cure. There are 6 things that the always present one hates, and there are 7 things which are disgusting to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that kill innocent people, a mind that thinks up evil plans, feet that are quick to do evil, a false witness who tells lies in court under oath, and one who causes trouble among brothers. My child, keep your father's commands. Don't abandon your mother's teaching. Remember these words forever. Let it be as if they were tied around your neck. They will guide you when you walk. They will guard you while you sleep. They will speak to you when you are awake. Their commands are like a lamp. Their teaching is like a light. And the corrections which teach you self-control will help you to have a fulfilling life. Such instruction will keep you away from sinful women and from the persuasive words of an unfaithful wife. Don't lust in your heart for her so-called beauty. Don't let her captivate you by the special way she looks at you. Why? Because a prostitute will reduce you to poverty, and a woman who participates in adultery will cost you your life. You cannot carry hot coals against your chest without burning your clothes. And you cannot walk on hot coals without burning your feet. It is just as dangerous if you have sex with another man's wife. Anyone who does that will be punished. People don't despise a thief when he steals food because he's so hungry. Nevertheless, if he is caught, he must pay back 7 times more than what he stole. It would cost him everything he owns. A man who is involved in adultery doesn't have any sense. He will only destroy himself. He will be beaten up and disgraced, and his disgrace will never go away. Jealousy makes a husband very angry. When he gets even, he will show no mercy. He will accept no payment for the wrong. He will take no money, no matter how much it is.